Tell me, Jill, why does he do it?
He likes to win.
Why do you do it?
He pays me.
Is that all he pays you for?
And to be seen with him.
Just seen?
Just seen.
Oh, that music.
Oh, come on. You can't go anywhere from here,
but down.
But down.
We don't deserve music that good.
It's truly heroic.
Yeah, it's that was done by a fellow by the name of Sean Bokenkamp.
Wow.
A good friend of mine. And he just did an amazing job. I just worried that, is it all downhill from here?
Well, if it is, let the descending begin.
Okay. We don't want to peek at the theme music. I guess we should start by saying why we're here and what this is all about.
Sure.
But I mean, not in the, you know, the grand philosophical sense.
Well, give it a name. Let's give it a name.
Let's call it Romper Ruminations.
All right. That sounds good to me.
The romper part is because we're in these beautiful rompers.
Which we will go into detail about.
Mm-hmm. And the ruminations.
Oh, there's going to be nothing but ruminations. Nothing.
Notice there's an S on the plural, because there's going to be more than one rumination. So hang on to your hats.
And your terry cloth.
And your terry cloth.
Let's do it. And by the way.
Yes.
Who are you?
Oh, yes. I'm Leo Antonelli. And you are?
Kevin Machino.
Yes, let's...
Two giants of the of the internet
got that out of the
podcasting
way, so...
scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We should tell people in case they want to send us nasty... You know, emails and
autograph requests.
Yeah,
who do you
address them to?
Let's hope.
Yeah. Oh. So now, how this came about? I wish we could say that it came about from the heavens, a gift from the gods, but
like a revelation.
A revelation of ruminations.
Sure,
but that's not really the case. But we can trace the origins, basically, to this show back to 1964.
Yep. Yeah.
And what happened in that?
Well, the James Bond movie Goldfinger, mm-hmm. and the opening scenes at the Fontainebleau Hotel.
Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm. And Sean Connery, of course, and his idyllic poolside massage gets interrupted. Duty calls. And so he's got to get to work almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So
Felix Leiter comes in and
I've
got a mission for you.
He crashes the party.
Yeah.
He does. And so right away, Connery clambers into this...
this thing.
This terry cloth contraption.
He steps into it, basically.
It's a light blue,
kind of baby blue terry cloth.
Yeah. It's
like almost wearing a towel.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah, he kind of has
or
to
since.
Zip it up and get into it.
It's a romper. It's a onesie. It's a jumper.
It's everything.
It is everything.
It's an amazing thing. So he gets in this, and then Leiter talks about Goldfinger, and who's also staying at the Fontainebleau.
Yes, yes, yes.
And how he's playing cards
with his pigeon, and winning big.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Connery smells a rat.
Yes, rightfully so. So he's in the romper now.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks in or talks himself into Goldfinger's suite.
Right, and who should he find there on the balcony?
My gosh, splayed out on a lounge chair, mm-hmm. and it's
in a black bikini.
Yeah, Jill Masterson.
Jill Masterson,
the original Golden Girl. So,
mm-hmm. Not B. Arthur. Or Estelle Getty, or Ruby
although
Planet.
They may have looked fetching too at that,
or Betty White, yes,
in
at
the
that
young
time.
Age,
but not. I mean,
when they were in their 20s,
what's her name?
Oh, Shirley Eaton.
So he kind of interrupts her because she's spying on the pigeon with the.
She's
binoculars.
Spying on the pigeon with these high power binoculars, mm. and she's talking into a, I guess, like a little, you know, right. two-way radio.
Yeah, she's communicating with Goldfinger, letting him know what this guy has in his hand, which is obviously very advantageous to him.
Sure, and he's winning big at Gin Rummy. Mm.
So there's, you know, they introduce each other, of course, Bond with it. My name's Bond, James Bond, and all that.
Yeah.
And then...
do you recall that exchange?
Well, there's... Yeah, he talks about, well, why don't we just try to reenact it?
That was a magic exchange.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we reenact it?
We could try.
All right.
Now, are you going to be...
Well, you should be Bond. And
okay, I'll give it a try.
You know, my voice is a little bit nasal today.
And, so you're going to be Jill.
Yeah, which might work out.
Okay, so now, this is after they've introduced themselves to each other.
Yeah. Now, if this bombs, then maybe what we can do is just patch in the actual audio from the movie.
Right, sure. You know? We could do that.
But let's try.
Let's try it. Okay,
all right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Tell me, Jill, why does he do it?
He likes to win.
Why do you do it?
He pays me.
Is that all he pays you for?
And to be seen with him.
Just seen?
Just seen.
I'm so glad. You're much too nice to be mixed up in anything like this.
Okay, that wasn't bad.
That was the exchange. That was the exchange. So, you know, some back and forth.
And then, of course, it ends with, scene ends with, of course. He picks her up, basically.
Well, yeah, he picks her up. He instructs Goldfinger over the the little radio to lose big.
Let's be generous.
You know? Yeah, let's be generous. And so that scene sort of, you know, culminates with the breaking of a pencil, I think.
He's angry.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's no greater show of anger than
breaking a
snapping
pencil.
A pencil.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then he quickly secures a date with Jill,
mm-hmm.
and that was about it.
Yeah, that's it for the romper.
That was it.
And what are we talking? That scene is what, maybe five or so minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes all told, and
not just for the rest of the movie. That's it for the romper for the rest of the
rest of our lives. I mean, when did a romper ever resurface? You know,
well, never
until.
I mean, this scene had an impact on you. It would not go away. You could not get it out of your head.
Oh, it was just incredible watching this, because now there's Connery, and he's a real man's man. And I think part of the appeal was the incongruity of it all.
Yeah.
How can he pull this thing off? But he does. He does. And maybe it's because he's Connery, and I don't think that it ever would have been the same if Don Knotts or Richard Simmons was wearing it instead of Connery.
It would have been different.
It would have been different. But I just thought...
But he pulls it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just thought, wow, like that thing is what we need.
So you got this idea that we need to make these
We have to do this.
And wear
we
them.
We have to do this. And wear them, yeah. Wear them. Without irony.
Without ironing it either.
And without ironing.
But, you know, they don't... You know, you can't go to the Gap and pick one up. You know,
you couldn't go anywhere.
No.
In those days, I thought, oh, I'll just go to Eaton's and buy one.
Right.
Well, wrong.
I just go down to the Rompers R Us and pick up a romper.
It's so bizarre, you know, because where did this thing come from? It was like the brainchild of the costume designers at MGM or something like that.
Or people, you know, men in the 60s just wearing these things at the beach, at the pool all the time.
That's the other thing, but I don't think I ever saw one other than in that movie. So,
because even Goldfinger, he looks like he's wearing a romper, but he's not. It's a two-piecer.
Yeah.
It's a matching kind of like top and bathing suit, but it's not the same.
It was more like a smart-looking tunic. In gold. I think it was gold. And so, yeah.
So you realized at one point, well, we saw one. You told me about this idea, and I approved immediately, of course. And
naturally.
We looked around on the internet. We saw some on Etsy that were like, expensive
expensive, and they didn't hit the spot. They didn't have the authenticity. So we decided to embark on this project.
This awesome.
Cloaked in secrecy, by the way.
Well, lucky for us, we have a lot of creative and talented friends who helped us out. And in particular, I'm talking about Susie.
Sure.
Who's creative a lot of things, but particularly quite a seamstress.
Yes, yes, very good.
But even then, we showed her the scene and said, can you make this? And she's like, well,
yeah.
Do you have a pattern?
No.
Pattern.
No. No plans, no pattern,
no
blueprints, just from sight.
Yeah,
just from sight.
Reverse engineer it?
We did all sorts of things. We took apart articles of clothing.
Yeah, an old shirt that we took apart.
Yeah, we guesstimated. We projected images. Blew them up onto walls.
This kind of pattern, not a pattern, but who was it? The high cheekbone.
It was the mysterious high cheekbone man from it, and really that was more of an inspiration than anything. That was just a picture, but we, like I say, we projected onto the wall
stuff. Yeah,
yeah. We put people up against the pattern that we sort of made after we did some tracing and you know, like basically we made these rompers with the nothing more than rocks and bearskins.
That's right. But, and a bolt of terry cloth that we got it.
Fine bolt.
Almost a bolt anyway.
From the equally mysterious gap-toothed woman.
Yes, at Fabricland. Yes, if you're listening out there, please contact us. We want to thank you.
Immediately.
And we had all hands on deck. My lovely common-law wife, Lee, helped us out a lot with the sewing and the reverse engineering.
Yeah, well, basically, it was just five of us that knew.
Yeah, because Brian, Susie's husband, who's also a good friend of ours, we kind of talked him into getting one as well. And, you know, it didn't take much talking.
No. He was game.
Once he saw the potential of...
Yeah.
Fabulous. We could look in these things. And you, by the way, you made a lovely PowerPoint presentation about the whole process.
I thank you.
And what did you call it again?
I called it Anatomy of a Romper.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean,
and that's going to be available on our website, hopefully.
Yeah, it will be. Other than us, no one would know. Top secret project. And I think the initial plan was to unveil these. Do like the big reveal at the annual summer party that we always have.
Summer solstice that Brian has. Yeah,
large group of people. And we thought that we would just, you know, bring the house down by suddenly appearing in these things. But
to make three rompers, it took a little longer than that.
Oh, gosh. It's, you know what? It took the entire year. And along the way, there were setbacks. Hardships.
Is this the Camiso brothers in the wee hours?
Loss of life. Speaking of which, the loss of life, but maybe it was from the late night paninis more than the actual labors we had to do.
Well,
but.
I mean, you said that, not me. Point that out. I want to get mixed up in that. So anyway, it got pushed back, the big reveal, we decided, well, let's have a viewing of Goldfinger and we'll invite some friends over.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to be your...
My 60th birthday in November.
November 23rd, 2019.
Yeah. Before
the world went crazy.
Yeah, before it all tumbled down. And you know, like even I think hours before that, we were still doing last minute adjustments and little tweaks here and there and everything. Right. So like it was right down to the wire with those rompers.
And then when we were ready, we descended the staircase. To some soundtrack music from Goldfinger.
Beautiful music. And to thunderous applause, I might add.
You know, I've said this before, but I don't know what it's like to walk down a red carpet, but that's what it felt like to me, times about a million. I mean, all eyes were on us. I don't like that kind of attention, but when you're...
Oh, I do.
The romper... but the romper was almost... Don't you find it was almost like a superhero costume?
Well,
it gave you the strength.
I felt... Like I was on a catwalk.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that I was a supermodel.
A red carpet.
Yeah. I was a supermodel that I, you know, I follow so closely.
You know your supermodels.
Well, somewhat.
And then we watched the movie and people kind of
And we watched
put it
the
together.
Movie. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone said that we wore it better than Connery.
That was Connery in his very early 30s, so a fair comparison.
Yeah, you just turned 60.
I just turned 60.
I was in my early 50s. Brian was...
Pushing 70.
Pushing 70.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't a fair fight.
But, come on. I think we did okay.
But when you're wearing, you feel like you're back in 1964.
Well, it just puffs out your chest a little bit naturally, I think, you know. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was a memorable night. And the reason I brought it up is because it illustrates like such a short scene in a movie.
Well.
That had such an impact on you.
Well.
And it resulted in this... amazing project we had in these rompers, which we wear at any possible occasion, any that we can think of.
Yeah.
And, you know, because when you, you talk to people and say, do you know who James Bond is? Do you,
sure. And
do you
then
know what Goldfinger is?
Yeah. They've heard of that.
Yeah.
But then you mention the romper and a brick wall is hit. Yeah. Right. So I
was thinking, boy, we can't let this stuff, you know, die out.
Cultural nuggets like this.
It's our responsibility. We have a responsibility, a duty.
These things are truly ephemeral.
Right.
I think. And so it's good to keep them alive.
Yeah.
And
to just find and then reveal to other people.
And that's what we intend to do, I think, with this entire series of podcasts that we're going to be embarking on.
That's right. What better way to do it than to get the word out in a podcast? And what more comfortable way to do it than in our romper? Because it's important to be comfortable.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, my voice is a little bit hoarse. And that's not due to the acoustics of Studio 8, by the way, which are first rate.
Right.
It's incredible.
We're a broadcasting company.
Gosh, that's fantastic to be here. But
which was a lot of work that we had to do. But
yeah,
there were some ups and downs.
Well, we had some audio issues. But now that we have audio that's quite good, it's bringing out all the flaws in my voice.
It's too good. Audio's too good.
I hope people will bear with us, or bear with me anyway. But
right. So we're going to be talking about different kind of...
We're going to be talking about things.
Nugget, as you called it.
Nuggets.
Cultural phenomena.
Yeah, we're digging goodies out of the reduced bin of history.
Yes.
And we're dusting them off and maybe giving them a second chance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We may have some younger listeners maybe who will say, well, what are you talking about? And we're going to say this a lot probably. Look it up.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Lick it up?
No, no. I didn't say lick it up. Although there will be a Gene Simmons reference at some point.
An intersection.
With James Bond. Because it's all connected. It's connected.
Everything is connected.
That's right.
It's all relative, Leo.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to go on a...
It's the theory of relativity.
Rompertivity.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to go on a pop cultural odyssey, and we're going to bring our listeners along for the ride. And
I like it.
We'll do a little bit of, you know, a focus on one topic per episode.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know how many listeners we're talking about here, but...
Well, look, I think things will gain steam. I think I think the listeners will start snowballing as time goes
by. We're looking at quality over quantity anyway, aren't we?
Yeah. Initially, I think we're going to have about 7 or 8 listeners.
initially, we're looking at anyone.
We'll know them all.
Right. If they don't tune in for our banter, our talk, at least tune in to the theme music.
Oh, the theme music.
Speaking of which.
Well.
We got some outro music also by Sean Bogenham.
Yeah, different but no less dynamic.
That's right.
Right.
And you can hear we're going to put the whole theme song up on the website at some point.
Fantastic.
If you want to I just like to rock out to it, you know, myself.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm down with that.
We got that outro music and then... we'll be back for the, I guess, the first episode.
Well, for the meaty part.
Yeah, this is the appetizer. It's also a prerequisite for the subsequent episodes, so.
I think we have to justify our existence.
Yeah.
Don't we, Jill?
Yes, we do. I responded as Connery there.
I know, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yes, we do.
They'll get it.
They'll get it. So I don't know. I think that's it for now for the intro.
That's perfect. If you haven't shut us off yet, congratulations.
Yes.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I guess we'll see you all
next time
real soon
on Romper Ruminations. Goodbye.
Bye for now.